Welcome back to the White Point Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. Thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. This past Sunday, once again in the Lord's Prayer, of course, I know you've heard Dean and Kale over the past couple of days, but looking at Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. And I went and did some review back in Exodus and looking at this from Exodus 16:4, we see the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day." And so we work through the context behind this. You know, they were grumbling and they were starving and they were really wishing to go back to Egypt and their slavery, essentially for a hot pot meal. And, you know, there's just a point there I think about in moments of difficulty. Do we wish to throw away our salvation just for a taste of comfort? And they're wishing to do that at this point. And God is gracious to them, and He says, "Okay, fine. You know what? I'll make it rain bread every morning. You'll have quail at night." But then the question I asked was, "Why only gather enough for today? It seems odd. It doesn't seem very pragmatic. It doesn't seem very practical. It's a really, specific demand here from God." And so, just asking that question, why is that? And He gives the answer. In the second half of verse 4, "In this way, says God, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions." And this brings up this concept of God testing His people. And I want to be clear, there's a really significant distinction and differentiation between testing and tempting. God does not tempt us. The Bible is clear on that. James is clear on that. But the Lord is willing to test us for our own benefit. We see God test Abraham. Is Abraham willing to believe in the goodness and the faithfulness of God, even when God asks him to sacrifice his son? Now, of course, he doesn't, but he's willing to. God provides the ultimate sacrifice, which of course is a picture that God himself will be the ultimate sacrifice in Christ. And so, all that to say, it's this series of testing. Are you going to follow my obedient commands? And so then relating that into the Lord's Prayer and this give us this day our daily bread, in that it's not a request for give me this day my monthly bread, give me this day my weekly bread or my yearly bread. Give me today, Lord, what it is that I need. And of course we take that first and foremost in our physical necessities. And I think applying that, where this is rooted in, are you going to follow me and my instructions? Are you going to depend upon me today, or are you going to depend upon yourself? And I think that's what we need to ask as we're praying the Lord's Prayer. And as I've often said, at least in the Marian context, that the Lord's Prayer, it invites us into these aisles, these pathways, perhaps these pools of prayer through these headings. Father, give us today our daily bread is, God, I've got this going on in my life. Will you help me? Will you give me the patience that I need? Will you give me the peace that I need? Lord, would you give me the wisdom that I need? Many in our communities, and maybe you yourself, you're struggling with, I need food today, and I'm not sure how I'm going to get it. I need to pay bills today, and obviously we need to be good and wise financial stewards and not get ourselves into situations that set us up for not having success. And at the same time, sometimes, man, things happen and we find ourselves in a difficult financial position. And what we have here is the blessing of being able to come to our good and heavenly Father, our good heavenly Father, who is faithful, who is powerful, and to say, Lord, I'm in need here. And we work through this really in three different ways. Obviously, there's the most immediate application, which is our physical needs. And I think acknowledging, you know, in our cultural context and the, you know, the place in which we live, we are incredibly wealthy from a global perspective. And, you know, the median household income in Marion is $45,000. And, you know, that's going to be difficult to do in a family of four. And so, you know, there's these tensions where we need to be frugal. We need to be faithful with our incomes and what the Lord has given us. And we need to not be afraid to go to the Father and say, Lord, I need help. Would you provide for my basic necessities? And he is faithful and able to provide. Maybe one of the practical ways in which God does that is through providing a different job for a different financial situation. Maybe he gives you wisdom and insight into managing your finances that you hadn't had previously. I know for me, I didn't grow up with a lot of financial literacy. I made a lot of really poor decisions in college, right after college, financially that, you know, paid for dearly. And, you know, maybe the Lord would rescue you from that. And that's one of the ways in which he gives you his daily bread. But then we also can apply this, I think, spiritually, and the prayer of Father, give me today the fruits of the Spirit that I need. I think for some of us, we go in these times of freedom, maybe from a particular besetting sin. And then for whatever reason, we quote unquote fall off the wagon. We go back into the sin and we're reeling and ask ourselves why. And I think the question I have for us is, did we go to the Father daily? Or did we just go to him and trust in the power of the Holy Spirit, hoping that would, you know, that one time moment would carry us through for a week or for a month? But God says, give me today my daily bread. And so do we do that? Are we willing to be dependent every single day of our lives? That the Lord would give us only what he can and what we desperately need from him. And then ultimately, would we pray, Father, give me today the grace that I so desperately need? And I think of the Apostle Paul and his crying out to the Lord and this thorn in his flesh. And we don't really know what that thorn was. But Jesus responds, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And every day we are in desperate need of the grace of God in our lives. We are in need of forgiveness. And in receiving the forgiveness that we ultimately receive in Christ, would that work out in us as an overflow of adoration for who he is, devotion to who he is, that God would really do what only he can do in and through that for his glory and for our good. So I want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I hope you'll consider some of those things and maybe practically day-to-day work through, Lord, here's my physical needs, here's my spiritual needs, and I trust you. I know you're good and faithful. I want to pray for you. I'll give you some space and time to pray as well. And again, say thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. Now, Father, thank you for your word and how you root it in history from the past. And we see your faithfulness to provide for Israel as they wandered through the wilderness in this kingdom that was already in a sense and not yet in the sense that they awaited, anticipating what was to come in the promised land. And so, Lord, as we are in the already kingdom, give us what it is we need for your glory to be obedient to you. Lord, we trust you and we love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.